There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
It's time for Joyce's Thought of the Day on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Apparently, Dana Perino and I both read Nellie Bowe's columns on Friday. Listen to this. Tyson Foods is a case study of doing it wrong. Putting aside that factory farms are a moral stain on humanity and that we deserve to be killed by chickens, Tyson once employed 2,200 Missouri workers in one factory. This month, they fired all those workers, decimating one small town's economy. Now Tyson has announced it will be hiring tens of thousands of illegal immigrants to much media fanfare. Tyson is hiring New York immigrants for jobs no one else wants. I mean, that's obviously a lie, since folks in Missouri really wanted those jobs, or at least really needed those jobs, which is why they had those jobs. That's ruthless capitalism for you, and technically I support it. It's just hilarious that Tyson doing this is framed as a major progressive win. Though maybe it's not that surprising if you consider that the modern leftist intellectual argument is Missouri bad, bad, no like, you, yucky job, no want, then sure. Sure, you guys got to win. A Tyson executive said the company would like to employ another 42,000 immigrants if we could find them. I'm sure they would. I also like fearful and cheap labor who are unfamiliar with modern workers' rights, which is why I will never allow anyone to graduate from college. A lucky thing is that when people criticized Tyson for this, Salon magazine ran a whole thing about how criticizing Tyson for cheaper and less protected labor is part of the right-wing great replacement lie. Wow. I stand with Tyson, those capitalist monsters, until the chickens come home for their revenge against us. Then I'm with the chickens. What about squatters? In New York this week, a homeowner was arrested for trying to oust her squatters. Yep, the hot new trend in American cities is squatting in people's homes. See, in New York State, anyone who stays in a house for more than 30 days can lay some claim to the place. They can refuse to pay rent and stay in your house for 30 days. Yeah, kind of like filing form after form and hiring lawyers to help you evict them doesn't work. So Adele Andaloro, age 47, was arrested for changing the locks on the house her parents left her when they died. The squatters had moved in really fast and put in their own new doors and their own new locks, and Adele hadn't asked them if they were cool with, like, leaving. The squatters were not cool with it, and it was not okay that she changed their special locks. Cuff her, said the squatters, and so the cops did. In Washington State, there's a serial squatter named Sang Kim. He moves from house to house. With each squat taking so long to resolve, this is a pretty good housing system. When his recent victim tried to get back into the property he owned, Sang Kim complained to the cops. And that's how landlord Jaskarin Singh was issued a restraining order from going into his own home.
Get Joyce's Thought of the Day anytime. Subscribe to her podcast right now on the all-new 850 app and at 850wftl.com.